should have put on my 4th of July flag shirt, but
I like that that's how the meeting is going to start. You should have put your 4th of July flag shirt on, Craig. Today is July 4th, and this is On the Spots, This Week in Teams.
Hey,
Craig, how you doing this morning, man?
I don't know how I'm doing. I thought I was doing good, but I can't talk and string two sentences together. Because as we know, yesterday was that famous holiday. Let's see Hamilton live on streaming, or let's see it streaming on Disney Plus Day, right?
Yes.
The new holiday where everybody will gather to watch Hamilton. We started it at 8:30 because we watched it on my driveway, right? So, projected it on the screen and it didn't get over till like 11:30. So,
yes, and I appreciate you getting up super early this morning. We started it at about 6:30. We watched it inside. I gotta say, you know, I've listened to the soundtrack a lot. My daughter has listened to the first half of the soundtrack. The second half of that show is dark for an 8-year-old.
Like, yeah.
That is, there are concepts in there that she had never heard of. and I knew what was coming. I just hadn't really comprehended what it would be like for her. And it was really interesting. So we were up super late as well, trying to get through the emotional breakdown that happened during that. And I'm proud of her for, you know, for being able to follow and for being able to understand. But that was kind of intense, I got to say.
It was funny because my daughters were like, well, that was intense. But they're like, but I liked it anyways. And my youngest daughter, same age as your daughter. Actually, she's 9. But same ballpark. She was normally anything like that would really bother her. She didn't. Although I think she kind of dozed off in places, so she might have missed some stuff. But
yeah. Well, and it's funny because so we had like 2 hours of discussions and watching happy things afterwards. And my daughter goes to bed, and we have an Amazon device in every room. And so my wife goes to check on her around 11:30, 12 o'clock. And my daughter is sound asleep, but the soundtrack to Hamilton is playing on her Amazon device. So I guess once she like processed it, she was okay.
Yeah, there you go. So it was pretty cool. I do think that I would love to see what the Founding Fathers would have thought of that, like that portrayal of them. So
especially Jefferson. My dad looked at this and went, so Jefferson is portrayed interestingly. I'm like, well, he was kind of interesting.
Yes.
But the purple and the dancing. I'm like, oh, look, it's Prince.
and the rapping. And although there was one song that was on, I can't remember. I just looked at my wife and said, are you sure they didn't take this from Moana? It just sounded like there was so many parts. And I can't think. I don't know what the song is. But
okay. Well, I mean, you know, they're the same guy, right?
No. The girl was singing.
He wrote both of them.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. Moana and Hamilton were both written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. So
there's Jay, our theater geek. I am the sports guy. So, well, Jay likes sports too.
And I was going to say, I'm like, I like sports.
We don't know. He's a Renaissance man. But anyway,
I am the modern day Renaissance man.
So let's go back to teams. What are we talking about today, Jay?
Oh, is this a show about teams? I didn't even know. Oh, man. Okay, so last week we did something a little bit different. We did the episode around live broadcasting. And so if you didn't get a chance to go check it out, we had a guest. It was an awesome episode. And we really dug into what Teams Live is, when you would use it, why you would use it, how it compares to Microsoft Teams meetings, because it's a totally different experience. This week, we're going to go back to our normal format. Why? Because the What's New in Teams June blog post was released. So we have an opportunity to kind of cover everything, some of the things we've talked about, but it's a good opportunity to make sure we didn't miss anything important, right?
Yeah, and recap it, make sure everybody understands it. And then the exciting thing is, you know, as people tend to do, I saw Jeff Tepper put out this as, hey, here comes June and hold on to July. So July should be interesting at the end of the month.
Oh, cool. Well, I didn't see that.
I don't know what will be on there, but he says that he promises some good stuff for July. So
come on, Craig, what good is having a Microsoft employee on this podcast if you don't spill the beans?
I don't know. I don't want to get fired. That's part of it. The other part was, so this is funny. I am like, internal chat. I'm like, how come I don't know more stuff that's happening? Like, I get a lot of my news from Jeff Tepper making his announcements, right? And from MVPs and stuff like that. I'm like, I didn't know. And then a couple of my coworkers are like, aren't you on this distribution list? No, no, I am not. So once I got added to that.
I have on a number of occasions gotten a thank you for telling me this from Microsoft employees who didn't know about new feature releases and such. I mean, I get it. Like, Microsoft is massive. So for you to do your daily job and know everything that's going on with this other product over here, like, it's crazy. Yeah. All right. So let's knock out the industry news first. There's just a couple things worth talking about, specifically with relation to Zoom. Microsoft Zoom, that's a new one. Zoom, we've talked about it a bunch. They had the security problems about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And they announced this 90-day security plan. And in that, they also talked about a transparency plan. So they had their transparency release last Wednesday. They mentioned that they had over 100 features released in that 90-day period. Which, just generally speaking, it's insane. Like, it's absolutely, like, I've done software development and I work for a software company, so it's clearly so do you. Like, the idea that I'm going to release 100 features in 90 days that weren't on the roadmap 120 days ago. Like, yeah, that's just an insane process.
So I look at it as like one of those home improvement shows that you see, and they come in and they build a house in a weekend, right?
Yeah.
From what I've heard on the outside of that, those aren't necessarily houses you may want to live in, right?
Fair enough.
They throw up quick. You know, there's a little bit of shortcutting going on, that kind of stuff. You don't have time to let the cement dry before you're putting up other things. So, hey, it'll be interesting to see if I'm sure a lot of those are needed and minor tweaks that built on top of stuff. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if any bugs or anything come out of that.
Oh, I have no doubt they will. You can't release 100 features and have no bugs, period. Like, in a normal release cycle, you can't release 100 features and have no bugs. So I'm sure in the next 3 months, we'll have a conversation about the bugs that were found and security holes and whatnot. I hope I'm wrong, but I can't imagine a world where I am on that one. I can imagine worlds where I'm wrong, just not on that. the other thing was with relation to Zoom again, well, with relation to that whole space, the video conferencing focused space, a company out of India, Reliance Jio, J-I-O, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. They raised funds and are, releasing a Meet tool, called Jio Meet. Which is high definition video for 100 participants, up 24 hours long, and it looks like it's free for those criteria as well. So again, direct stab at Zoom, not really a stab at Microsoft Teams because it's not a collaboration platform. But my understanding is Reliance Jio actually has a very large industry stance in India with all sorts of telecommunications and whatnot. So I'm sure that they'll start packaging things together so that it does more compete with Microsoft's stack. But I thought that was interesting. So we'll have these links and everything else we talk about on the blog.
Yeah, I think that, well, you see the Facebook joined in with their product, the chat product. WebEx is always out there. Teams is always out there. Is always out there. But some of the standards, and I imagine people aren't going to want to give up their market share, and people are going to want to get in on it because they see they see that there's money to be made.
Sure.
So more competition. It's always good. Yes. I still get a lot of the apples and orange comparisons, right? Hey, you know, you guys or Teams video is okay, but, you know, it's not as good as this or whatever.
Right.
And I still think, you know, missing the whole package by what you can do with Teams as far as the file sharing and all that collaboration. So we've touched about that.
Moving into the Microsoft space on news, I thought it was interesting the Microsoft has announced it's going to close all of its Microsoft stores. So if you've ever been to the Apple store, you understand what you can do there. Same concept. Go check out the Microsoft hardware, buy some peripherals. One of my favorite things was that I could bring my laptop in at least a few years back and they would at least briefly look at it and then give me a phone and make me talk to support. But like I at least had that personal touch for half a second. Whereas if I, you know, you call the phone and you're on the hold and you wait and you wait and then someone picks up and who knows who you're talking to and what skill set they have. Like I appreciated you could get that at the store, but they're closing them.
Yeah, and I think part of that is due to, well, several things, right? That they didn't have an overall presence everywhere, right? So
right.
Just major key cities, so not a whole, not like a, you know, hey, we're shutting 1,000 stores or even 100, right? So just
I think it's over 100.
Huh?
I think it's over 100.
Did they get 100. That many up there? I just remember when they came to Chicago. So yeah, it's a few hundred. So with the COVID thing, we basically took our staff and retrained everybody to basically wait on customers over the phone. And people were buying product over the phone. So not a dip in sales as of that. So really, we're not sure when people can get back into buying, although most of the states have reopened. So I just think it was a more of a, are they serving a purpose that we need? And the answer is unclear to me. I know a lot of people like you and like me, like I like them in Chicago. I could just run there and buy something, but really I can get what I want online. So am I going to lose out? Maybe slightly, but I have no idea. I had heard, so what I had also heard was a rumor that Apple may be shifting their store thing to model to be more service center type of approaches.
That will be interesting.
So that you kind of don't, I mean, if you ever gone to an Apple store, those things are crazy and you just kind of go and they, you know, they want you to have more, what I understand, total rumor. They want you to know what you want when you come in. They don't want to take the time because they're so busy. You have to go through every product and that kind of stuff. So more of a, do you know what you want? Sure. Come here. We'll set you up, but buy it online first. Type of thing.
Well, that makes sense. I will be interested to see. There's one bit in this article. Again, links on the blog. One bit in this article. They said the four locations at New York City, London, Sydney, and Redmond, the mothership. Those are going to be retooled as some form of a experience center. So I'll be interested to see what that is, and then what it looks like. You know, a year from now, if they've opened others in major cities or if it's just those four going forward.
Yeah, I would think that they'll roll those four out. No insider information here because nobody talks to me about this stuff.
Greg, tell us your opinion.
My personal opinion is, yeah, we roll it out to four, see how they go, and then maybe open them up in other key cities. If you've been to like a Microsoft office lately, like the Aon Center is the Chicago big office. We completely redesigned that and put what I would call experience centers in there. So places where people can kind of come in and see some pretty cool stuff as far as like with the HoloLens. And we there's a section in there on healthcare, a little like room where you can learn about the latest features and technology there. So I assume it's kind of building on that concept to let people, mostly business community, business people, go in and see how they could really take advantage of this and maybe a Teams room or something like that. So, and then try to get sales that way. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Moving into the software space, the first we've got one thing and then we'll jump into the Teams blog. And again, that's all stuff that we've talked. Well, anyway, so now I'm starting to ruin our conversation.
Pardon me. Sorry, I was getting a frog in my throat.
No problem. And so this really cool feature, I actually reached out to our marketing lead who runs our intranet as soon as I read this. So there is a new way to embed any modern SharePoint site into Teams, specifically into that left-hand nav bar. And this is, you can embed modern pages into Teams. It's no code. So it's really easy to do. It can be pushed out through group policy out to everyone's desktop. So that's really neat. It's really useful if you have like a corporate intranet and you're trying to make Teams that place everybody goes, rather than making them go to, you know, open a browser specifically to go to the intranet. You can push that right into the bar really super easily. So we'll put the link in there. I thought that was cool.
That's pretty cool. The teams first, another, you know, example of making teams first, that central location. And we were talking a little bit earlier, with that and the Yammer communities. And then if I throw the help tab, that's really all that I need. I love the help app. We kind of briefly covered it a couple episodes ago, but if you click on that, you can get tutorials. You can see what the latest updates and stuff are coming. It's a really nice app. So if I got those three on there, I'm pretty good. Pretty soon though, I'm going to need a whole other rail. So I'm going to need, cause that's going to stack up, cause that's just the kind of person I am to pin stuff. So.
No, I understand. I've got my planner board pinned. I've got
planner too.
I've got our company has rolled out our My Hubs app, so we've got that pinned, and I use that all the time to organize my workspaces and such. So yes, I agree with you. It is starting to get crowded, so that minimalist approach is starting to move on. But what that means is we're starting to really get into it and use it, which is good. That's the whole point, right?
Well, I'm having issues because people say, did you see my email? I'm like, no, I need it to come to Teams.
Yes.
Because Outlook sits over here on my side monitor, but I don't. I check it in the morning, and then I'll check it like about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, hey, somebody sent me an email. What are these things?
Yes, Craig, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just because you sent me an email overnight. You sent me stuff I don't look at, Jay.
Yes. All right, let's move into the Teams blog. So again, there is a blog Microsoft puts out once a month, summarizes all of the features that have been released. Now, a bunch of these we've spoken about, so I'm not going to go into any major depth on all of these. And if you really want to see everything that came out, like the PowerShell features and the developer features, definitely go take a look at the blog. Again, on our website, onthespot.tech, we'll have it linked there. But just to kind of go through some of the major feature releases of June 2020, and there were a lot. The 7x7 is the one that everyone's been talking about since the 3x3 rolled out. So that is 49 participants plus yourself on the screen. Really useful as an educational thing or maybe a town hall thing where you don't necessarily care what the speaker is saying, but you want to see if any of your fellow speakers are picking their nose or have fallen asleep. That is... That is in preview.
I've seen some interesting videos lately. That's what you're hoping they're doing.
Yes. Yes. Yes, there's some good video. If you ever want to just search, Google search Zoom fails. The other one, and we've talked about this, so the virtual breakout rooms. Craig, you did the quick tip on how to do a breakout room. Really excellent example of a way that you can put the call on hold and go into a smaller thing. But Microsoft has actually announced this past month that they've got the virtual breakout room coming.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. When that happens for like user groups and stuff like that, training, it'll be pretty cool. But I think what that does lead into is you talked about transfer, right? So,
holding, good time.
So holding is similar to transfer. We'll talk about transferring calls, Jay.
So I didn't know you could do this. So if you I assume this is a PTSN, a phone based feature, not a normal Teams to Teams feature. But if you use phone on your Teams, and I don't just mean that calling feature, but actually have your phone connectivity in there, you can transfer a phone call from one person to the next, which I didn't know you could do. And I do have PTSN turned on in our environment. But other piece that came out of that is they now have what's called a secure transfer, where if I were to transfer my phone call with Craig to someone else in my company and they don't answer, it will send it back to me, which I thought was also interesting because from a customer support perspective or a customer service perspective, like passing it off and not knowing what happened, that's not really great. So
yeah, I always hate to be the recipient of, oh, you've been passed off to dial tone.
Yes.
And similarly to that, I think that there's another transfer where you can transfer from like your desktop to your phone. I saw that in there. So, or it's coming.
I know with meetings, you can join in both places. I do this all the time is if I'm not at my desktop yet and I'm running behind, I'll join on my phone. I'll join a meeting on my phone. And then when I get to my desktop, I'll join on that. Just make sure you mute the other one so you're not talking into both. And then you can hang up as you need to hang up. So I've done that on meetings, but not a transfer.
Cool. And then you mentioned PSTN. So I think, you know, one of the important things for you in the government space was that people can now join calls and have their numbers masked. So you see all the the phone number's on the side, which is kind of important.
Yeah, that's, you know, it is kind of creepy when you dial into a call and someone goes, hey, can someone tell me what that 203 blah, 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 blah number is? And I'm like, whoa, that's, how did you get that? That's not okay. So they'll be masking everything, but I think the first two and last two, so that you do have enough numbers to uniquely identify not a person to a full phone number, but within a call, you can say, hey, the phone number that ends in 57, can you identify yourself? And still have that ability, which is nice.
It is. And then there was something else I was going to go to, and it...
Did I delete it?
It escapes my mind right now. So where do you want to go next?
Oh, lobby settings. Lobby from a PSN. Yeah, so that's the other thing. So again, back to Teams for Government, because the government gets features much later. They announced in the last month that you can now, in the GCC, you can now enforce so that people dialing into your meetings get put into a lobby and you have to approve them, which is nice from a security perspective, because if you don't want people joining by phone, or if you want to make sure you know who they are so they can announce themselves and they're not sneaking in, you have that ability.
Lurkers. Everybody loves the lurkers.
Nobody likes the lurkers. All right. Going sure? back to the...
I like the lurk. I don't...
this is getting Maybe it's creepy, just me. Craig. So getting back to the top of the list, the other thing that came out this month that I think is probably one of the top things is pop-out meetings.
That's
the multi-window experience is what they're calling it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So the ability to actually have your meeting pop out, be able to have it, put it on a separate screen or keep it on your main screen, but keep the main application running in the background somewhere, because you just want it there, right? You know, yeah. You know, not multitask, you know, so I can actually like work or anything while the meeting's going on, because you want to give your full attention to the meeting.
I give my full attention to every meeting I'm on, especially this other one I'm on right now.
Yeah, it's always great. I've been doing a lot of training and a lot of meetings over the phone, and lately, since, you know, the last 3 months, we're not going to talk about why, just because most people don't like me coming to their place anymore. COVID day. I'm just getting tired of saying COVID due to COVID. But yeah, we'll have the call and everything is like, okay. So what do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about it? Anybody at all? Oh, I had to come off mute.
I love that feature. Yeah.
And I was typing, I was in this other meeting and I was like, yeah, I get it.
I'm going to be honest, Craig, you lost me for about 5 seconds and I thought you might be having a seizure. I'm glad.
I am. I always have a seizure, but yeah, that's my example is, hey, how's everybody doing? What are you doing? Can you come off mute? Should I take you off mute?
Right. Yeah, no, now that you'll have that.
Stop typing on the damn keyboard so hard. That's the other thing.
The one thing that I'm just ignoring you now. The one thing that that struck me when the pop-out meetings hit my tenant was the controls for the meetings are in a different place now. So when it hits you, when you get this pop-out feature, just be aware that that nice little hover box of controls is now in a totally different place on the top corner of the screen. I actually like it better because it's not.
Well, that was a big request that nobody liked it right in the middle of the thing. But now I'm still
going to change it in the desktop.
Yeah. So it does move. It does take a couple weeks to get used to. Just what you think, but it is in a better location.
All right. I'm going to list the next five features just very quickly to push through them. There's a new meeting experience for channels. So if you want to meet with everybody that's a member of your channel, that's a new button right there at the top of your channel. Go ahead and check it out. The raise hand feature is pretty cool. I've been seeing that pop up in meetings, literally, where you can click the raise hand button rather than trying to talk over Craig when he won't stop talking about his example. So that exists and is pretty cool, as is live captions in your meetings. So you can actually turn live captions on if you're hard of hearing or someone has an accent or you just want to see the words. That's a nice feature as well. And then moving through, the other thing I thought that was really, really cool is the Teams mobile on-demand chat translation. I haven't seen this in the wild yet, but the idea that if somebody sends me a message in French or in Japanese, and I do work for a multinational company, So we do have things like that happen. The fact that I can hit the translate on my mobile, that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, seeing that's a pretty cool feature. Making everything accessible. That's what we're trying for.
Yep. Education class insights. I'm sure my teacher, my wife, who is a teacher and uses Teams, will be excited to see that next school year when she goes back.
Next season.
Yes, exactly.
In season three, in season two of COVID education.
Oh, Lord. And then, I mean, we've talked about this, the shifts in Teams for the GCC. So back to the government side, the fact that you're going to have shifts, be able to do the shift work, shift management in Microsoft Teams, and how that ties into the channels. And I wrote an article about it. I'm really excited about the possibilities. I will be curious to see it in actual use. So I'll come back to that one in 6 months. Sweet. And see how it's going.
And we'll put a link to Jay's article. Jay, the author.
Jay, the blog author. Let's not get too excited.
Yay. Doing better.
Craig, anything else?
Not. I think that covers Teams. We were talking. We're going to. Jay's going to be helping me with my M365 Chicago event, virtual event. We picked a date, February 13th. So if you made it this far, put that as a save your date. Also, if you made it this far, click on the subscribe button because we need subscribers to our YouTube channel. If you're not on, if you're not listening to this on YouTube, then just leave a note or say hi if it's on the blog. Anything else, Jay?
No. In fact, that was a good wrap up. I like the subscribe thing. Honestly, Craig, I'm not going to stop the recording so that the subscribe button can hang around a little bit longer. No, not that long, but maybe like, let's just stare at each other for like 20 seconds.
Lovingly into each other's eyes. Oh man, that just got creepy.
I lied. I'm going to hit stop recording now. Have a great day, Craig.
I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the 4th.
You too.